The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is Labor Day, and it is 5 after 7 here on September 7th.
Woohoo!
Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Good morning to everybody that's out here on Labor Day. Good morning, Bad Bob. Bad Bob is laboring today.
Well, yeah.
Or whatever we call it.
That would be the nature of radio. You're here working, and I'm here working, and I lost count of the number of holidays that I worked over the years in the business. But it is what it is.
No, it's the same thing if you're in the military.
It's Labor Day. Yeah,
I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to complain that everybody is off today in the city and county and state, feds. Of course, they're being paid today by taxpayers. But I can't complain because for 30 years, I was being paid for being off on Labor Day, too. But some of the differences are, and as are the police and fire, is that many of us were on duty or deployed, so there were no you know, Labor Days or Thanksgivings or those kind of things. So, but today, we're here. And what's the weather?
Well, let's start off with the weather. It's currently 68 degrees. Now, Bob, earlier, I mean, we had these 10 degrees of variation throughout the city. Bob Belanger.
Very typical for our area.
Isn't that interesting? So, what you with the read at the airport, you may go on Reading weather, but it's closer to 68 degrees. With a clear night of 64, our highs are going to be 98 today. Now, across the board, Tuesday is going to call for 101 tomorrow. Brace in for it. Wednesday, 101. Thursday and Friday. Okay, now Friday kind of blows my mind because we pop up to 108. According to our forecast, anyway, Saturday is going to be sunny and hot with 103. So, still weather. I got to tell you, folks, very much. Well, first of all, let's say the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, always bringing us the weather. They are our weather sponsor. They are locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, I'm going to switch to Carl and I took my mom and dad out, and I'm sure you talked about it on the radio or heard you discussing it on Friday. Or maybe not.
No, maybe not, since it
happened on
Friday.
Okay, because it happened on Friday. Hello? Probably thought about it in my dreams. There's been so much going on with activities this weekend. Well, we went out to Holiday Harbor, of course, our favorite, cleanest, wonderful marina, and Kevin Kelly out there, you know, set us up where we could go out on a patio boat. So we went out around 12 o'clock, and the staff there is so efficient and they're wonderful. So we took my mom and dad were in town. So my dad's 84, my mom's 82, and they still get around. They still get around. They're a blast. So they came Thursday night and had some friends come up from Sacramento. So they came to the Wind River gig. Then the next day we went out on the boat and my dad brought 4 fishing poles. And then we bought the night crawlers there in the bait. And you guys trolled 2 at a time, just 1 at a time. I mean, each one of you. But it was great. The water was still fantastic. My point I'm trying to get to is it's still hot. It's still beautiful. There's lots of water in the lake. You get down there. It's just fantastic. The lake is clean and beautiful. Don't let this time go by. Don't let 2015 go by where you don't take advantage. And they are they're slicing their prices because, of course, they're going to take the boats out of the water pretty soon. So there's just a few weeks left for you to get down there and just really enjoy it.
You know, the thing about it is it's easy on, easy off. in and out of the harbor there, and it's a, you know, it's like Linda says, there's plenty of water, and it's 32 feet higher than it was last year at this time. So give them a call, 238-2383. Out there, because they are they're cutting their prices because they've got maybe 3 or 4 weeks left before they start taking the boats out of the water, and there's nothing better than a patio boat. Bob.
Well, I was just going to say they have a. He mentioned that there was a there's a usable launch ramp there, which is good to know because most of the public ramps have hit their low water mark, and you can't get into the.
They've got one. In fact, we saw them launching there at the marina.
More of a flat boat,
It's a you can get your boat into the water and out there. Mm. It's the way that the slope of the land is, and they have a road that goes down into the water, of course.
Yeah.
And I saw people launching their boats, bass boats.
Yeah.
That's good to know. Like I said, I think Sendamundi is probably the last public ramp that's open. So
we really had a good time.
Even if it costs you a couple of bucks, it's worth getting the boat in the water.
It was. Hey, a lot of things happening here this week. Remember Friday, September 11th, out at Shasta Lake, City of Shasta Lake. They're having their candlelight ceremony. They're one of the few places around that actually have some steel from the girders from the building from the World Trade Center is there. And that's going to start at 6:30 for food and drinks and 7:30 for the program. Taste of Greece is this Saturday, September 12th at 6 p.m. at Reading Civic Auditorium. It's Linda and I'll be emceeing that, and you can come and join us there.
That'll be a blast.
It's a unique evening featuring Greek cuisine, beverages, and live auction. Dance to the music of the Pat Karch Quartet.
Supporting your library fund, which is really important.
Right. They were over 2.3 million visitors in the Reading Library last year. It just doesn't even seem like it could be that many people.
And you know what's interesting is that I've heard in conversations where people say when they're introducing people to Reading, they'll take them oftentimes to the library, and they're amazed at how nice the library is, our local library, and how beautiful the building inside. And and I heard that in a conversation recently, and I was like, wow, that's cool. You know, it's kind of like, ooh, the bridge and the library. Not something that you may think of.
Well, they had they issue more than 1,000 new library cards each month, and handed out or circulated, I should say, 630,000 items last year. You know, that is just it's just fantastic. 2.3 million visitors last year, 2014. It just doesn't seem like how could you do all that? Think Pink is coming September 19th, so. Get your boots on, get your pink on, and join us at the Reading Rodeo Arena for a steak feed. Music by Northern Traditions, dancing, live and silent auction, and a special tribute to the breast cancer survivors. Individual tickets are $25. You can get that at readingrodeo.com. 5 o'clock, gates open. 6 p.m. dinner, 7 p.m. entertainment, and dancing.
Hey, we attended that last year. It was really fun. You know, you're still in a nice September outdoor. It's really cool to see. It's actually cool. They set the tables up in the arena because, you know, when we go to the rodeo, we think of the arena with a lot of loose dirt. Well, for some, I don't know how they do it, but the dirt is super packed down. It's almost like you're on cement.
Well, they do. Yeah, they do pack it down like that, and then later they rake it up for the when they have events down there for the rodeo.
Yeah, so it's very it's nice. It's outdoors. It's in like
it's
I said,
like dancing on it's like dancing
it's
on concrete.
Very cool. So yeah, do you want to go? Do you want to take a break, and then when we come back, I really want to talk about what is Labor Day? What's happening right now on Labor Day?
All right, hey, look, we'll take a break, but this portion of the show has been brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know. Shasta Regional Medical Center has been in the business for over 70 years. They had their 70th anniversary this year. And now they're ranked in the top 100 hospitals in America, in the nation. And that's for the third year in a row. Plus, their cardiac unit is rated in the top 50 of all the hospitals in the nation, in the top 50 hospitals. Why? It's because Shasta Regional Medical Center treats people well. Can't say much more than that. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. It's 7:15 in the morning here on September the 7th. 68 degrees out there, going up to 98 today.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running. running.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's the 11th annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Paws for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino, starting with an awesome buffet and featuring raffles, bands, dancing, fight games, vendors, and poker hand and joker hand prizes at each stop. Poker hand with a low hand of $250 and a high hand of $500. For pre-registration form and details, visit LettingDogPound.com or call 710-6289. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino, Dr. Jack Finch, Shasta Regional Hospital, Outlander Creative, Lakeshore Inn and RV, America's Tires, Shasta Athletic Club, AC Guide Service, R&R Meats, Everyday Fitness, CR Gibbs, Crown Motors, Lamb Custom Seats, Outlaw Motorcycle, Sojourn Cellars, Westside Pet Hospital and Boarding, Record Searchlight, California Brewery, Bridge Bay Resort, and Mosley Family Cellars. The 11th Annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Paws for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino. So why are you sitting there? Come on and ride.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Have you ever wanted to be in the spotlight? The Cascade Theater is holding an open casting call for its spring production of the musical Mary Poppins. It's the delightful show about everyone's favorite practically perfect nanny. Singers and dancers aged 7 and up are invited to try out at the Cascade September 11th through the 13th. Information and appointment scheduling is online at cascadebackstage.org/auditions or 243-8877.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. It is 7:18 in the morning here, 68 degrees, going up to 98 today, September the 7th, Labor Day. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction Now. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors have been providing CCW training through like about 8 counties up here in Northern California. And for a, you know, if you are taking your CCW course right here in Shasta County, they will provide a pistol and ammunition for the course. And then they'll help you pick out the right pistol for you for concealed carry. All these things are Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 999-1822 or check them out online at readingccw.com.
Hey, by the way, that bump music coming in was Lindsey Sterling. And, you know, Bob, I always appreciate, you know, you always have this musicality of bringing in interesting music. I think that is such an addition to, you know, morning show. We can talk about a lot of stuff, but it's that music going in and out that's fun and is creative, and you change it up every day. So how did you discover Lindsey?
A friend of mine in an online community was playing it, and I go, "Ooh, who's that?" Because I've always loved the Celtic fiddle, and I've always been, you know, the first time I heard dubstep, I thought that something was wrong with my computer. But
She actually blends those two styles together. And of course, and her story is so interesting because here's this nice girl from Utah. She was told, she was on, I think it was America's Got Talent or one of those shows, told that she was absolutely unsaleable, that she couldn't possibly be a commercial success. All the record labels turned her down. She took the YouTube route, started doing, she hooked up with a producer, doing it her way, and opened for some concerts recently, and she's just got a huge following. And what a great success story. And the establishment of the music business said, oh, no, we can't take a risk on you. And she said, fine, I'll do it anyway. And here she is.
Love it.
Well, you know, the thing about being a success, whether
love
it's
that.
In business or show business or anything, is having faith in yourself and taking a risk.
The tenacity.
You know, and tenacity. You got to stay in there and fight and keep punching and keep moving and don't let, you know, it's so easy not to do something because there's, you know, the world itself has so much inertia in it. And for you to succeed or even to try something new, it takes a lot to do that. And so, you know, whatever kind of music she has, I applaud her.
Absolutely.
You know what? And as much as you hate this, maybe is rap music. I mean, who would have thought rap music would have gotten so big with the lyrics the way they were and the gangsta and all these kind of things? And yet it is huge. And the people that built it now are incredibly wealthy. Some of them are incredibly dead at this point, too. But it's just that, you know, it's something that was new, but nobody – come on. Would you have thought that rap would have been accepted, say, 15 years ago?
Actually, I remember the first when I was DJing, the Rapper's Delight hit the charts, and everybody, all the DJs were going, "What the hell is that?" You know.
Well, then there's rap, and then
hip hop
and all these things. All the, you know, so but they were tenacious. They found a market and they exploited it, and then it just exploded. So.
Well, the difference that I was taught. By a group of, they would be hip hop artists out of Nashville, said the difference between rap is more gangster violent, where hip hop is rhyming and more storytelling. So I would confuse because I think of rap and hip hop. But anyway, speaking of history, in 1882, Matthew McGuire, a machinist, first proposed the holiday, which is today, Labor Day, while serving as secretary of the CLU, Central Labor Union of New York. Others argue that it was first proposed by Peter McGuire of the American Federation of Labor in May 1882, which is really funny because when you bring up Labor Day, there's two guys fighting. Like, who really discovered it? After witnessing the annual Labor Festival held in Toronto, Canada, Oregon was the first state to make it a holiday on February 21st, 1887. By the time it became a federal holiday in 1894, 30 states officially celebrated Labor Day.
And a friend of mine in Canada, I said, oh, you're working tomorrow, right? And she said, no, it's labor, and spelled it with the U. And so it's a shared holiday between the two countries.
Well, the French spelling. Following the deaths of a number of workers at the hands of the U.S. military and U.S. marshals during the Pullman strike, the United States Congress unanimously voted to approve rush legislation that made Labor Day a national holiday. President Grover Cleveland signed it into law a mere 6 days after the end of the strike. The September date originally chosen by the CLU of New York and observed by many of the nation's trade unions for the previous several years was selected rather than the more widespread International Workers' Day because Cleveland was concerned the observance of the later would be associated with the socialist and anarch movement.
Communist.
And they're distinct from one another, had rallied to commemorate the Haymarket Affair and International Workers' Day. All U.S. states of District of Columbia and the territories have made it a statutory holiday. Now, here's something that I think is always funny, too, because I never really realized, being a California girl, that when you wear white in the South after Labor Day, you could, in some circles, be considered a hussy. And here's why. In Mexico, if you wear white, you could be a hussy. But here, I was wearing white jeans, and somebody said, Linda, you're wearing white jeans and it's after Labor Day. This is with my musician people.
Laid-back Nashville people.
I was in shock. So, because of course, how dare I do something that's not socially, you know. So, in high society, and by the way, this is the day that they call it, is probably in retail, the biggest day of the year. Not Black Friday. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
According to Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia. Okay. So in high society, Labor Day is, or was, I like this, thank you in parentheses, or was, I hope, considered the last day of the year when it's fashionable to wear white or seersucker.
I have a seersucker shirt.
You do?
I had a seersucker shirt, I think.
Does that make you a hussat?
Cool.
Hussy or hussat?
Cool. Well, no, a seersucker was for the summers because it was kind of like you wore when it was really hot and you're sweaty, you wore your seersucker. And you had seersucker shirts and seersucker suits.
Now
I've got to look up what the pattern looks like because I have no idea.
It's kind of like a corrugated tin type of look. I mean, it's not, but I mean, that's kind of what
it is. I'm looking it up now.
Except
because
softer.
Okay, this right. is... This
while
is,
you're doing that, can I talk about
okay,
something?
Okay, sure. Please, hurry up.
Well, I'm going to if you give me a chance to get a word in here. You know, I was going to talk about the top 10 redneck cities in California. And
sorry, just some fell asleep. They're not. It's Labor Day.
Oh, you guys are in rare form today. You
know, that must stop.
Did she take her Aubrey pill this morning?
Yeah, no more coffee early in the morning. I'll wait till like she gets here.
So
I was going to talk about, and I'm not going to. I was going to talk about the top ten redneck cities in California, but I'm not going to do that right now. I'm going to save that for a little bit because there's a lot of other things going on. One of our chat room guys says it's amazing. If you remember Cecil the lion that was killed in Africa, that it caused worldwide consternation, and this guy was condemned. He had to literally shut down his business and hide from people. Well, he's back to work. And so you would think he could just go back to work because his patients wanted him back. Mainstream media is out there. Yeah, he's working again. He's working again. I guess I'm just as bad because I'm saying it. Except I like to think of the average intelligence of our listeners is a lot higher than that, than to get excited about a guy that kills a lion in Africa on a professionally guided hunt. With, you know, he'd had his license and everything, and people are going crazy because the lion had a name. If that's the case, you know, we can name all of our elk, you know, Donnie or something like that. or oh, look at the elk. Oh, look, there's Sam over there. No, you can't shoot Sam. Anyway, it's true. We get these things so wrapped around these things that really are, what do you call them, Bob? Distractions.
Yeah.
They're distractions. That's, you know, the whole world, you know, changes over this guy or gets upset because a lion is killed, except the people in the country in Zimbabwe. They don't care. They think it's okay because it brings money into them. They have people. I read a great article by a guy from there, in his PhD down at Duke, says, hey, you know, when we think of lions, we think of people being killed out there. He says, I come from a small village. We've had people killed in our village by lions. We don't think it's bad to kill a lion. We know we rejoice when that happens. So I find that interesting. You know, if you got to look at it, you know, at here we are in America, so safe, and it's wrong to kill anything that looks like a lion. You know, it's just wrong. And you know, the thing about it is that without culling of the herd, culling of the species, they'd have too many. And a lot of money is paid to hunt lions, and it supports communities of people, the whole thing. I mean, and so I don't understand this such an intensity of hatred toward this guy.
Yeah, it's
because
about something that people latched on to.
Oh, and that girl, the cheerleader from one of the colleges, that's a hunter, and she was there in front of her, I think of a deer or something she had killed. And the oh my God, the hate that came out. People saying they hoped she was raped. They hoped she, her family was killed. People saying stuff like this, you know, because she was a hunter. Yes, the horrible things that were said to this young girl. She was like 19, and because she was a hunter. And they, you know, the horrible things that were said. And this one guy offered $10,000 for anybody could come up with a naked picture of her, so he could publish it.
You know, the party of understanding and can we all get along and equality for all, you cross them and they will destroy you.
Well, you don't know who was doing it. I mean, it could have been environmentalist
wackos
from all sides.
People,
I mean,
follow,
you know,
those concepts, yeah, well, you know.
Hey, okay, we're going to take a break, but this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. He does not hunt lions. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. I tell you, you're looking for estate jewelry. You're looking for any type of jewelry that is a fine quality and good prices. It's at Four Winds Jewelry, and our friend Leonard down there will make a deal for you. I mean, he's a stand-up guy, and he will not take advantage of people. He will just do the right thing. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4:00. Right across the street from Sierra Gibbs, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
Hey, when we come back, I want to share with you, you know how I only get to do this one day a year. So when we come back, I have an interesting article I want to share with you about, hey, what it was like to wear white and be bullied in high society. We are of another time, thank God. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
From the moment you walk into Walgate Sports Club, you realize this is more than just a gym. You immediately notice the white glove cleanliness and the friendly, caring staff whose words and actions speak to the pride they have in making Walgate Sports Club Reading's premier lifestyle center. Walgate Sports Club promises an upscale experience with high-end amenities and programs including a complete state-of-the-art workout facility, educated and credentialed personal trainers and lifestyle nutrition coaches who work one-on-one with you to help you achieve your health and fitness goals. Walgate Sports Club features Reading's exclusive indoor saltwater pool, the Mind and Body Studio featuring Pilates and yoga, as well as the group exercise studio featuring Zumba, cycling, and more. Combine that with our complimentary lifestyle education workshops and member social events, and you'll see why at Walgate Sports Club you'll experience exceptional every day. Get out of the gym and into the club. Walgate Sports Club, 1740 Eureka Way in Reading. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Walgate Sports Club, first-class fitness you have to see to believe.
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
That's me. Marty Stewart does it all. Turn me on. Honky tonk, rockabilly, bluegrass, and straight up country. It's Marty Stewart, and he's coming to the Cascade Theater Friday, September 18th.
There's a girl trying to steal my heart, and I'm tempted.
Don't miss five-time Grammy winner Marty Stewart in Reading, September 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 735 on the Labor Day, 7th of September. First Monday of September always is Labor Day. So for those of you who are working, good for you, and those for you that are on holiday, for whatever reason, perhaps...
good on you.
Good for you. 68 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a hot day with temperatures around 98. This portion of the show is brought to you by...
our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, Espresso Joe's is a place to get coffee, cold drinks, brews, of course, wine, everything you can possibly imagine, and the ways to make coffee and tea. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium up here in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is absolutely fabulous, filled to the top with sticks that Cigar Aficionado thinks are great. All of this plus discounts for veterans at Espresso Joe's. That's right. Discounts for veterans at Espresso Joe's. It's a veteran-owned business, and we couldn't be more proud that they're our sponsors. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Okay, now, just let me have my moment here about, I talked a little bit before the break about white, but I want, and Labor Day, and how in some fashion circles, but I want to give you, I want to read you a little bit of an article from Mental Floss. MentalFloss.com. Wearing white in the summer makes sense. Deserts people have known for thousands of years that white clothing seems to keep you a little bit cooler than other colors. But wearing white only during the summer, while no one is completely sure exactly when or why this fashion rule came into effect, our best guess is that it had to do with the snobbery in the late 1800s and early 1900s. The wives of the super rich ruled high society with an iron fist after the Civil War. This just makes me cringe. I'm so glad I was not in these circles. As more and more people became millionaires, though, it was difficult to tell the difference between old money, respectable families, and those who had vulgar new money. By the 1880s, in order to tell who was acceptable and who wasn't, the women who were already in felt it necessary to create dozens of fashion rules that everyone in the know had to follow. That way, if a woman showed up at an opera in a dress that cost more than most Americans made in a year, but it had the wrong sleeve length, other women would know not to give her the time of day. Can you believe that?
Yep. Oh, yeah, we can believe that. Can we believe that? I can believe that.
Not
what
wearing...
is it? Why do you agonize over what you're wearing all the time?
It's about how I feel. It's getting right for how I feel. And anyway, let me finish this. Not wearing white outside the summer months was another one of these silly rules. White was for weddings and resort wear, not dinner parties in the fall. Of course, it could get extremely hot in September, and wearing white may make sense to most. But if you wanted to be appropriately attired, you just did not do it. Labor Day became a federal holiday, and society eventually adopted it as the natural endpoint to summer fashion. Okay, later on, not everybody adopted this rule, like Coco Chanel had white throughout the year. So now, ladies and gentlemen, unless, of course, you're in the South someplace and somebody makes that comment, white is absolutely, this is a 100-year-old rule that 100 or so snobby, rich women made a rule. And it just trickled down through years that white was not acceptable after Labor Day. I love Coco Chanel. Up yours.
So you didn't like
fashion
me.
World.
You didn't like my mom, huh?
Love it.
Didn't
love
like
it,
my
love
mom.
It. Was your,
didn't like my mom.
Was your mom crazy after, was she one of those? How about your
crazy?
Sister?
Crazy?
No, I mean, your sister, I have to ask her. We're going to see her next week.
My sister has no idea about
if I wear that. White, will you think I'm just, honey, you just, that is not acceptable.
No, no, but what she'll say is after she says you're not acceptable, she'll say, but bless your heart. Okay, let's talk. Can we get past that into something like that?
I think it's interesting.
Let's talk refugees in Europe. You know what? Europe is under I shouldn't say attack, because attack's not the right word, but they're under assault. They're being inundated. They're being colonized by refugees. Tens of thousands of refugees are coming across the border. Hungary was stopping them there and looking for IDs, but Hungary loaded up trains with these people. When I say these people, people go, oh, man, that's a real racist sound, these people. Well, okay. Hungary loaded up trains with all of the refugees, I guess, is the way to say it. And they shipped them straight on through to Austria and Germany.
They displaced
tens
foreign travelers.
Of thousands. Yeah. Displaced foreign travelers were lost. Displaced or lost foreign travelers. And here's the thing. Syria, believe it or not, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, all of these people come in. Of course, that photo of the Syrian child, 3-year-old, laying dead on the beach from drowning, struck a chord with many, many people because people were fighting the fact of trying to welcome these people in. But the amount of the thousands of coming into these countries, it's interesting to see that the German people and the Austrians are welcome. You know, there's many of them on the border there to open their hearts and homes to these people to help them.
And the Pope has asked for
The Pope has asked for everybody to do it. But let's just face it, my friends. How many of these are being, you know, Saudi Arabia is taking none. None. Many of the Middle Eastern states are taking none of these people. When I say these people, of the refugees. But it is so horrible when you think about it that they're being driven from their countries, but now they're going into other countries. What happens then? Are they going to be repatriated after the war stops? Or are these going to be thousands? And guess what? Many of the ones that are immigrating because they can make it are young men.
Yeah.
Many of these migrants are young men that are coming in to escape the war, to escape the armed services, to do this. I mean, this is huge. And now they're looking at America to start accepting refugees. Well,
hasn't that been our function for the last 40 years?
Well, we're accepting people across the border. Not that we're asking for it to happen, but it's happening. And I say the border, it could be California border, Mexican border, Canadian border, whatever it is. But it leads to these things where, because of massive unrest in the Middle East, most of it caused by the lack of a foreign policy by Obama. And what's led us to these things? I mean, Syria. I mean, he could have, you know, there's so many things he could have done in Syria. He chose not to do anything. And now we've got, you know, hundreds of thousands killed, hundreds of thousands of refugees just in that one country. Not even to say the mistakes he made in Iraq that's causing death and destruction and refugees. And, of course, Afghanistan. Does this man have a foreign policy at all? And if it is, oh, that's right, he wants to sign a treaty with the Iranians. And then you look at it that our Congress gave up the right to kill that treaty when they voted for the Iranian 2015 Nuclear Act, when they said it could be a simple up or down vote, but they had the right to vote no on it. Well, so what? As we've just proven, so what? Because of what was this? Were you just totally outgunned, outfoxed, maneuvered around Mr. Boehner and Mr. McConnell for this? How did this happen? How did it happen that instead of a regular treaty, which takes 2/3 of the Senate to ratify, we went our simple up and down on it? It's a question that just goes past me at this point. When you've got the majority of the people in the United States and the majority of Congress saying, this is stupid. This is not, what is this going to do? We're giving $150 billion to terrorists, and you don't think that's going to change? You don't think they're going to use it for terrorism? And Jimmy says in here, the word is besieged. Europe is besieged right now. They were already having so many problems, a plethora of problems with the ones that are already there that have not assimilated into their culture. And they're, you know, fact of wanting to go to Sharia law, that the fact that they're, you know, it's a drain on their economy because they're not working, they don't speak the language of the country, they're staying in their own enclaves. This whole thing is such a mess, and they've just welcomed in thousands more.
Report on the BBC, these Somalis and Ethiopians trying to force their way into the Channel Tunnel train to get into England. And all I can talk about is getting to England like it's the promised land, like there's going to be, you know, milk, honey, and jobs.
There will
be. Yeah.
It does, no, not milk, honey, and jobs. Milk, honey, and handouts.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
And the locals are going, hey, you know, we're kind of, we got plenty of unemployed of our own. We don't need to import any more unemployed.
We have accepted 1,000 people from Syria so far, somebody has written here. The Pope and the Vatican has adopted two families. The Vatican has adopted two families. Probably one of the most, one of the richest places you're ever going to see on the face of the earth, and they've adopted two families in the Vatican. It's not a very big place, but you think they could have room for maybe four families. Or maybe there were two families with lots of kids. I don't know. It was not clear when they wrote this. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're coming back. Brown, Governor Brown, wants to raise taxes. And now he's got to play nice. He's got to play nice with the Republicans. And now is your chance to go to your Republicans and your Democrats in the Assembly and the Senate and just say, really?
Live
more taxes? Higher taxes? We'll be right back after these messages. 68 degrees going up to 98 today. It's 15 minutes until 8 o'clock here on Labor Day, the 7th of September.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your delivery. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Stay down, stay down,
Welcome back to KCNR, 1460. Hey, for all of you that are thinking about what they're going to be like today. Well, it's currently 70 degrees, and it's going to be a hot day with temperatures around 98. Hey, we've got tickets to give away this morning. Riverfront Playhouse. It's called Bus Stop Media Night. It's this Wednesday. Tickets. Go enjoy a nice friend night, a dinner night, friendship night. Take your mom, your friend, anybody. Just, you know, that you feel like maybe actually taking them and giving to your neighbor. Wednesday, September 16th at 7:30 p.m., it's Riverfront Playhouse Bus Stop. Wonderful comedy, drama comedy. So give us a call here, 605-4567. That's 605-4567.
See if anybody's out there on Labor Day.
Yeah.
Hey, Mighty Fine Foods brings us this segment of the show. You know, 1,000 cold drinks, including 250 different kinds of beer. Somebody was in here the other day saying, yeah, they do. I can't believe all the beer they have there. Different, 250 different kinds of beer, 350 liquor and wine choices, daily deli specials under $5, and barbecue every Friday. It is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. And, yeah, there's a lot of people still using the lake. There's a lot of water left. There's going to be a lot of great things out there. But it's locally owned, locally operated. It's on the corner of 299 and Deschutes right here in Bella Vista. A great place, clean, professionally run, and really great people running it. Father, son, good people. All right. Now, we talked about refugees. Governor Brown wants to raise taxes. He came out with he wants to raise taxes on gas and car registration. Car registrations, truck registration, I guess, $65. Raising them $65 from where they are now, if you can believe that. And at the same time, he wants to raise gas 7 cents a gallon on gas and 11 cents on diesel. And what does he want to raise his gas? I almost threw up in my mouth right then. In fact, I think I did.
Thank you.
I think I did throw up my
mouth.
About
what, raising taxes?
Must have forgotten what took Gray Davis down.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing is, they just passed the largest budget in history in the state of California. We all know that. And no funds for our highways, not enough. So now he's turning around, and this is, you know, figure all the money that's being spent on those that are here illegally, all the social programs, all of this, everything. This is to help people that don't have enough money, right? The social programs, right? Am I wrong here? Of course I'm right. And then you get, of course I'm right. But now, this kind of tax is a tax that hits the poor, the people marginally employed, the people with 3 jobs. This is what hits them. It hits them the hardest because now you're raising the cost of gas. Because frankly, because Bad Bob, being the wealthy man he is, he could care less what the cost of gas is. But me and Linda and everybody else out there that makes less than $2 million a year, we care. We care about how much gas costs because, you know, hell, we have to drive. We drive. And so when he raises the cost of gas, it hits Compton. It hits South L.A. It hits Redding. It doesn't hurt San Francisco. It doesn't hurt L.A. in many cases. And it, you know, in places that have, you know, people that they just don't care about it. But to do this, to raise the cost of registration, raise the cost of gas, I think he has to go through the Republicans, because the Democrats, in their own way, lost their supermajority. How'd they do that? Well, if they had 3 of their senators get arrested, one's in jail already. The other 2 are going to go to jail. Unless one of them, like he, gives up everybody in this, all of his fellow Democrats in the state Senate. The Democrats have been arrested, and so they are no longer there. They lost their supermajority. So they have to go through the Republicans. Now, here's your chance. Call Brian Daly. Call Ted Gaines. Call, who's our other senator? That was our other senator up here. That was our senator. I'm having a help me here.
Okay, I know about Ted Gaines, although nobody's ever actually seen him here. But
well,
the guy from Gerber, there used to be our senator. Okay, never mind.
Now you've done it.
He's not our senator anymore. So call Ted Gaines and Brian Daly.
Oh, thank you. Do you want me to look it up now?
Now we have a collective brain fart going on.
Thank you very much.
Gosh, how did I do that? Jim Nielsen.
Nielsen. Right.
Give me a second. I had to reboot here.
And I was just about ready to
call Jim Nielsen. Say we don't want higher taxes. You know what? You had the largest budget ever. They're talking about, oh, I have all the surplus. Then why do we need to raise taxes? Why? Because Governor Brown wants to raise taxes. And again, it's forcing people that, you know, it's also going to slow people down from their driving. And if you've got a job that, you know, like, or you have trucks on the open road, this has an impact on you. But it also just has an impact on every day. Right now, we pay more for gas than anybody in the nation. Anybody in the nation by 60 cents more. Gasoline is at the lowest that it's ever been since 2004. Can you believe that? Since 2004, it's the lowest prices. And now, the cost of gas is still at $3 a gallon. It's in here in Redding, and the average for California is like $3.27. So I'm not sure how we got it at $3. Chico, it's $2.87 over in Chico. So he wants to raise the tax on gas to pay for infrastructure, which should have been in the budget already. And the whole thing, it just smacks again of more money being spent on things we don't need to have spent on, or to just balance the budget. If Linda and I have to balance our budget, it's not easy because there's all those things out there. But it's, you have to do it if you're going to have any money left over at the end of the month. Okay.
Jimmy mentions Leland Yee.
Yeah, Leland Yee.
The gun runner who wanted to ban all guns and create a market for it.
Yeah, he's got to love that. Okay. Places with really strict gun laws: Chicago, Detroit, Milwaukee.
Burning Man.
The Chicago homicides are up again, up 23% from last year. The shootings are up like 85%. Milwaukee, it's the same thing. Baltimore, it's a state of siege out there. And what, you know, and I hate to say this, but almost all of the cities are run by Democrats. And the fact is that the amount of gun violence in these cities is going up, even though that in America it's going down. I mean, it's just, how is this happening?
They make it
impossible to get a gun there.
Didn't I read if you subtract those nine or so cities from the list, America's overall violence rate drops into the
dramatically.
Yeah,
dramatically. So the one person in Chicago says, you know what, these people are living in communities, in enclaves, and that's the word he used. They're living in enclaves, no jobs, no family structure, their education system's broken down, and they have, you know, so what do they have? They have, you know, controlling their atmosphere around them. And until you get jobs and you get them back into school or you get into a family structure, this is going to continue to happen and just get worse. And you can't help but imagine that he's right. I can't help but agree with this person, whether it's a he or she, I'm not sure. But it's absolutely right. You get in these gunfights, and what's causing it? If there's no family structure there, if there's no education, if there's no hope for the future because there's no jobs. I mean, what do you have left? So now the only thing you have left is drugs on the street or being the one in your neighborhood or on your block. And it leads to violence.
Well, congratulations to Southwest Airlines, who basically drew the line. And we're talking about what we've experienced here with cop killings, people defying authority. Well, you know, when you're in the air, it's nothing to fool around with. So according to a recent article, there was a group of unruly passengers on a flight from San Diego to Chicago, and they would not follow directions. Bunch of guys, probably they're men, I would say just, you know, probably drinking. They didn't really specify what it was, but they stopped the plane and had went to Texas and in Amarillo International Airport. They stopped it. Anyway, so those guys are on They're on the no-fly list. No-fly list now. I mean,
because they were partying it up on the way there.
You don't screw with the airlines. So that's what we really need. Let's do a hard line. All right, anyway, back. KCNR 1460.
We'll be right back after the news. 8 o'clock here on September 7th, Labor Day. 71 degrees out there, going up to 98. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Showing solidarity with workers this Labor Day, President Obama will sign an executive order requiring paid sick leave for employees of federal contractors. White House Advisor Valerie Jarrett.
Hardworking people should not have to choose between taking care of themselves or their loved ones, or a child or an aging parent, and a day's pay that could break a family's budget if they lose it.
The new order will apply to some 300,000 contractors' employees who currently have no such benefits. Some contractors complained the new mandate could put them out of business or force them to lay off workers. Republican presidential candidate Carly Fiorina says the U.S. should not open its doors any wider to welcome Syrian refugees streaming into Europe. She appeared on CBS's Face the Nation over the weekend. As for the crisis itself,
sadly, this is a crisis that everyone should have known was coming for at least 3 years now.
And she told Face the Nation that because of terrorism concerns, the U.S. sadly, in her words, cannot relax our entrance criteria. The U.S. has accepted about 1,000 Syrians already this year. European farmers up in arms about the slumping prices they get paid for the milk and pork products they produce. That's why thousands are protesting at European Union headquarters in Brussels, demanding action to counter the trend. Protesters arrived on hundreds of tractors. They start up traffic during the morning rush hour as a result. Whale-watching boats and Coast Guard officials resuming their search off of Southern California for a blue whale entangled in hundreds of feet of fishing line. They're asking for the public's help in spotting the large mammal, but shouldn't intervene, according to Marine Animal Rescue President Peter Wallenstein.
This is the biggest whale that anybody's ever dealt with in California. So it's the first blue whale rescue attempt in California.
And he says the whale has not been seen since rough seas forced rescuers to abandon their efforts on Friday to cut the animal free. More on these stories at townhall.com.
There are two types of hot water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai tankless water heaters work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's R-I-N-N-A-I.us.
From the creators of Courageous and Fireproof comes War Room, a powerful new film about fighting life's battles in prayer.
This is my favorite place in this house. I call it my war room.
Because prayer is a powerful weapon. War Room, now play. Starring Alex Kendrick, Priscilla Shirer, and Beth Moore.
We need an army of believers. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Tickets and showtimes available now at warroomthemovie.com.
The U.S. stock market is closed for the Labor Day holiday, but China's markets were open, and we get the details from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
China's stock market closed down 2.5% for the day, since China is the second largest economy in the world. U.S. investors are paying attention. Many see falling share prices in China as an indication that it might be time to sell shares here that are exposed to the Chinese economy.
And that is correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting. When the Dow does resume trading tomorrow, it will open where it closed on Friday at 16,102, following what was a pretty good-sized loss to end the week down 272 points. If things appear to be a bit tense in your doctor's office starting in October, some behind-the-scenes red tape could be to blame. That's a day when the nation's doctors and hospitals have to start using a massive new coding system. These days, they already have 14,000 codes, but now, to get more precise, the updated system mandates that they use 68,000 codes. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The investigation continues south of the U.S. border. Mexico's attorney general launching a new probe into the killing of 43 student teachers.
Mexican Attorney General Arely Gomez is ordering forensic experts to re-examine a rubbish dump in the southern state of Guerrero and the series of events leading to some municipal police officers handing over protesting student teachers in the city of Iguala to members of an organized crime gang called the United Warriors, who allegedly massacred them and then disposed of their bodies. Only a fragment of jawbone from one student has so far been identified. The Inter-American Commission contradicts the funeral pyre theory, saying it would have taken more than 60 tons of wood in 3 days to cremate the bodies. James Bliss reporting.
Mourners are gathering for the funeral of an Illinois police officer who was fatally shot last week. Law enforcement officers from around the country expected to turn out in Fox Lake, Illinois. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And yes, thank you, Jimmy. We are here live today where many other people are just playing music, maybe.
We're live.
We're live.
Good morning.
We're live. It's live.
Currently 71 degrees. That's how live we are. Hot today with temperatures around 98 on this Labor Day. Tonight, our lows will be 64. Tomorrow, we reach 101, as well as Wednesday and Thursday, 101 degrees. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, still cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Give them a call.
You know what? And they're a veteran-owned business. And speaking of veteran-owned businesses, how about Alliance Heating and Air? Serving the North State for over 20 years, and it's going to be in the 90s and the 100s this week. 108 on Friday, my friends. 108. Is your air conditioner still working after the summer? How about with all the smoke and all this and the filters? Are they gummy? If you don't know, have Alliance Heating and Air.
Gummy.
Check it out for you.
Gummy?
Gummy. You know, gummy from all the smoke and coming through. And
okay,
then gets a little moist.
Makes a lot of sense.
And then makes a little moist, and then it gets gummy. And then now you're breathing things that aren't good for you. Well, Alliance Heating and Air can come out and fix that. They can check your filters. They can make sure everything's working. And they can make sure your heating system is ready for the cold weather that's coming right around the corner in a couple of months, maybe. Warranties, guarantees, everything. Martin and his people will offer all of that. And if you've got an emergency, they're there for you. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Okay, let's go to the phones. Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
You're happy today?
Yes, I am too. Hey. And I'm live as well.
Hey, you know what? Isn't it the second anniversary of State of Jefferson movement?
Yes, it was. On September 3rd, 2013, that was when Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors decided to sign on to the first declaration, and we were off and running from then. So, yes, it's quite exciting.
Something
and,
to be
as we approach our going into our third year, we're looking at doing legislation after the beginning of the year. So
cool.
That's where we're at.
Well, good for you. You know
yes,
what?
No,
tenacity.
I wanted to say what a great program you guys had last Thursday. We were listening on our way up to Fall River to go to the Intermountain Fair, but both your guests, Shelley Gibbs and Tim Pappas, they were excellent guests. Thank you so much for having those two people on.
Well, I tell you, you know what? Shelley Gibbs is a warrior, and
she is
not a bombastic type. But she is a warrior, and she will fight for the rights of the unborn. And
yes, and we're trying to get her on to come to the Tea Party, and I will make that announcement when I connect with her. But I just wanted to let people know that there will be no Tea Party tonight. We're taking a break. It's Labor Day, and we will be back with our Tea Party next Monday with Tim Pappas, also teaching the Constitution.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, Tim and I talked after the show, and he's going to be on a regular basis.
That would be awesome.
And because it's not just constitutional things that we can talk about, even though that could take gosh, days. But there's other events that have happened in the Supreme Court. In fact, there was a ruling, and Tim and I talked about it after the show. And it was nobody took notice of it. Yet Tim says this could have a huge impact on the way that laws are written, or even the laws that are already written that could be challenged, every one of them. And I read that in an article, and he brought it up again. And it was over a church wanting to put their church services on a moving signboard in this little bitty town in Arizona, who said, I think it was on public property, and they wouldn't let them. And it went all the way up to the Supreme Court somehow. And as one of the Supreme Court justices wrote, this is stupid. This should have never gotten here. But on the 7-2 ruling, what they came out with was you could practically challenge every law that's written because of content. So you need to talk to Tim about that.
I will ask him about that. But yeah, it's interesting because you know, the Supreme Court doesn't make law. They only make rulings. Only Congress can write law. So a lot of these Supreme Court rulings that have been considered done, you know, law, they need to be challenged.
They can be. And you're right, they can be. And this one, like I said, one of the newer justices said, how did this ever get up here? This is stupid. We shouldn't even be looking at it. But since they did, it could have a huge impact.
Well, as you talked about with Tim on Thursday about the anchor baby and the 14th Amendment, that definitely needs to be challenged because it's been, you know, judged that all these children being born in our country are citizens, where the 14th Amendment really did not say that at all. And he made it perfectly clear.
Yes, he did, because you go back when you see something, when they put that part in parentheses about the that we have jurisdiction over, and then you go back to congressional record, which, by the way, just happens to still be here, you know, from that time frame, and you read about what they were talking about. And he also said, when you bring up these cases, like in the Chinese, oh, well, look, the Chinese, they said these Chinese could be here, that their children were citizens, and they're using that. Well, he says, look at what the ruling was. They had been brought here to work. The family had been brought here to work, had been accepted and legally recognized, even though that they weren't citizens, but they were legally recognized. They had come here, and then when they had a child, that child had rights. It's not coming here illegally, not being recognized.
Yep.
is the way he looked at it. And I think it's just fascinating, because all this time I've thought about it and thought, this is stupid that we're letting people become citizens just because their parents came across the border for a period of time and had a baby and then went back. How can they be citizens? But it's just one of those things you accept. But maybe we shouldn't accept that. Maybe it's time to stand and say, wait, why are we accepting that? This is not what it says. I'm all fired up about that one.
We are letting them, right?
That's
it.
You got to challenge
anything the Supreme Court is doing.
Yep. Anyway,
and that's somebody needs to challenge it. Who has a case?
It will be. It'll be challenged because they challenged the Dreamer thing and they won. I think that at some point somebody will challenge this because Congress can make. Congress is the only one who can designate who citizens are. And they could change this. They could literally say anybody that was born here, parents that were here illegally, are non-citizens.
That's right.
Of course, that would, I think you'd
and
have.
Just to put a plug in for what you were talking about before the break, about the new gasoline tax.
Oh, yeah.
This, you know, California, it just makes one more reason why we need to form our own state and get out of California. This is not going to stop. California is not getting any better. Time for the state of Jefferson.
Hey, wait till you hear after the break what I'm going to be talking about the 50% renewables in 15 years. Oh, this is even better for our state, because you talk about driving business out now.
Yeah.
Wait over, see what happens over the next few
years.
Well,
why wouldn't they come to Jefferson instead?
Well, that's what you have to worry about, that you're going to be colonized by people running out of San Francisco.
Well, we would be able to enforce our own borders too, wouldn't we?
Well, I don't know. I mean, how could you keep Americans from coming across your border? You can't. And there's the danger. There's the danger, Sally, is that that's what's happening in Prescott, Arizona. All these people from back east went out there, oh, this is a beautiful, I want to live here, I want to live here, I want to live here. And as soon as they lived here, they said, you know what, there's too many horses here. I swear to you. They said they wanted to pass ordinance saying there's too many horses in the within the city limits. I mean, it got into a huge fistfight down there because they came out there because they loved it, but then they wanted to change it. So there you go.
Yep.
Anyway,
people
hey,
from there come here, they wind up turning here into there.
Anyway, hey, you thank have you, a great anyway. Labor Day.
All right.
Give,
thank
you,
Carl.
All right, we'll talk to you all later. You bet. Let's
bye-bye.
Take a break here. You know, that is the problem. Let's talk about a couple of things going on, though.
We'll come back after the break. We'll just say, let's take a break, okay. And then we'll come back at the top after all of that. KCNR 1460. U202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, U202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202-226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
This summer, we believe we can all beat the heat without having to sweat our electricity bill. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that there are many ways to save energy while the AC is on. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you can change a few small things around the house to save money while keeping you and your family cool. Learn how turning off lights, planting trees, and adding weather stripping and insulation can cut your electricity bill by 30% or more. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. These cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Labor Day, September the 7th. It's 18 after 8 in the morning. Yes, we're live. We're live. 71 degrees going up to 98
live.
Today. Live! Our phone line's here, 605-4567. It's, hey... It is open line today, so here's your chance to go for it. Give us a call at 605-4567. And this, you know what I want to talk about? Hey, October 2nd through the 4th is the Stillwater Powwow. That's right. Starting on that Friday with a grand entry, Saturday dinner break that evening. And Sunday with 12 p.m. is a grand entry. I tell you what, this is just going to be, if you haven't been to a powwow, you need to go to it. They have all types of dance categories, men and women's golden age, men and women's all-around competitions, adults, teens, juniors, and specials. Over $15,000 in prizes. Saturday night at 5 p.m., complimentary dinner while supplies last. Dance specials, Switch, Arena, Director's Choice, all of this. $3 for admission. If you have not seen this, you need to go down there and have a great time at the Wind River and the Stillwater Powwow, October 2nd through the 4th at the Anderson District or the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Okay? I tell you, it's going to be a great
time.
Pretty
amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oh. And
hey, you know, I wanted to share that if you're traveling to Reno, or if you're traveling from Reno, and or have traveled to and from Reno in the past during the Burning Man season, it is like Mad Max on the road. I'm telling you, we came back from the reason I'm bringing this up because 70,000 people just leaving this little area in Reno. But here is something that's fascinating. Once all the festival attendees have left, organizers will scour the 7-square-mile site for any foreign debris known as MOOP. That's M-O-O-P, not poop. MOOP, or matter out of place. Vehicles entering the temporary city are inspected for items like feathers, glitter, or flowers deemed likely to leave behind MOOP. A trash fence encircles the city, catching wayward plastic bags and toilet paper blown out of the encampment.
Now, first of all, you think about how big this fence must be, because you're talking 60,000 people
70,000.
There. 70,000 people there. And by the way, the Burning Man has changed so dramatically over the years. When I say changed, it's grown so much that you have, and now you can't just buy a ticket for, like, what was it, $400 a ticket?
I'm not sure of the cost, but Bob was saying that.
But the fact is it's a lottery now. You've got to be drawn out of the group, you know, that you put your name in and mm-hmm. be drawn out. So you come to this place where and the whole thing is barter and dressing strange and driving your bicycle around with lights on it at night so you don't get run over. All of these things. But 70,000 people, and it's got a fence around it. I can just imagine it's kind of like a drift fence to catch all the
debris. And you have to be completely self-contained, and it's not a cache, and it is a barter system. And this is what they're talking about. It is the time when a lot of these tech geeks will for 1 week be off the grid, completely off the grid. No cell phone, no tweeting, no nothing. And they actually enjoy the break. But Burning Man is the world's largest leave-no-trace event. And a condition of its permit with the Federal Bureau of Land Management is that the otherwise featureless desert floor be returned to that condition each year.
Well, you know what they build? They build these, they erect buildings there, or the facades. And, you know, so you have, like, you know, New York and all these places that they do. And then, of course, at the end, everything burns.
60-foot. Is like a 60-foot. They design it every year.
Yeah, it's different. Well, the Burning Man itself. But I'm talking about the facades of other things they put there. It is just absolutely fascinating when I saw in the documentary all the things they do. And would I like to go to Burning Man? Yes! In fact, the only way I would do it, though, is I have to get a hold of my brother-in-law, whom I just love dearly, Lee, and say, because he's got a Volkswagen bus. You know, one of those old ones was camper. He's got a camper van Volkswagen that he
Vanagon.
Loves.
Called
it's
a Vanagon.
Vanagon. It's parked out in his driveway. People have written messages and left it on it saying, I will buy this from you. And he won't sell it. But I'm just wondering if I could just maybe take him with me. Because I know you and Cindy would not go out and squat in the dirt for a week. But he and I might do that. And then go to Burning Man and actually have that experience.
Well, you have the whole week. And then, of course, on the last day, Sunday is when they burn the temple. They call the people right on it and everything, and it's like this effigy. But many people left this time because the traffic, it's two lanes. And through some of these smaller cities or smaller towns, you go from 70 miles an hour to 25 miles an hour. So to get back to Reno can take 5 or 6 hours. So some people just didn't want to deal with, we've been gone, we had to get back. San Francisco, they said, can take up to 8 to 10 hours to get out of there.
I love it.
Yes. And so anyway.
And imagine, with, you know, and they come out of there.
Covered with this
poof dust.
It's almost as if you were in front of a cement mixer. Imagine, we saw these guys come in. We thought, well, I wonder if they were filming a movie. Remember, we thought that, yeah. And they were like 5 or 6, yeah. And they were like old RVs, not new RVs. They were like funky hippie
RVs.
Yeah,
it started out as a hippie thing, and now
it's
just
spread everything. Dreads, and you're like, oh my god! And it was like a gray. Well, now you think about it, it was the desert floor.
And, of course, the rains come along when they do and just sort of reset the surface. It's like a gigantic Etch-a-Sketch when the rain comes through.
Oh, God.
Just erases every trace of everything.
We have been in the desert before, and, I mean, out in these kind of areas, and it's, in fact, close to that area right there. And when it rains, everything... I mean, everything
glue.
Just turns to glue. It does. It's glue, and it just sticks to everything. And you, so what you do is you find a little puddle of water and roll around in it a little bit, and it's just perfect camouflage because when it dries, you can't. I can hide. In fact, I have. I've hit a company of Marines out there,
and they, Predator.
Yeah, and every, yeah, we look like Predator out there when just you know. But anyway, so the Burning Man is over. If you're heading on the road today and you see dirty, 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 dirty people coming by, and there's like an old movie where dust is coming off the out of the windows of the car and off the car, you know they've been at Burning Man, which, by the way, is a year-round task for the originators of Burning Man that started it back in, I guess, the 60s. These people, this is what they do year round, is get ready for this thing and plan it. And this year it was a big brouhaha because the feds wanted a special place to put their people in luxury. I think that was one of the words that was written, was luxury. So they would be taken off there and put up in hotels. Well, they couldn't have hotels, so they were going to have to bring in these really nice, RVs. One a piece for each one of them, and the consternation of this, and it was, and the amount of people howling about this made them cancel it. Mm-hmm. Okay, oh, I'm sorry, we probably used the wrong words in keeping them in. What they say was in a state of what they're used to staying. I mean, it was just nasty.
Oh boy,
just
it was
nasty.
Not clear
thank
through.
You. That was yeah. Thank you very much. Burning Man almost burnt them. So okay, Burning Man. Wait till next year. Maybe we'll. You want to go next year, hon?
Well, we'll see. And, you know, I also, have, you know, I love what we have of these open lines because it's a chance for me to look stuff up and really share. Now, I know you've got a couple things in your craw, but I've got a couple things that I think are really interesting as far as, like, Earth stories, history stories.
Earth first.
I like Sun Goal. Wait a minute. Here's Sun Goal's. Sun Goal says she'll go. She has just one rule. Fully contained RV, at least 13 feet long, with two air conditioners.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And what? And be able to like
and self-contained water.
Yeah, then
8,000 gallons of water.
Yeah.
And then you can barter water. You could put showers outside, and say, okay, what are you willing to barter for this shower?
Yeah.
Whoa, think about that. Anyway, okay. I tell you what, let's take an early break. Hey, before. They're also out at Wind River, besides that great
You're
going to
play in this, aren't you?
I'm playing in this. This is the Charity of Your Choice Poker Tournament. It's going to be September 20th at 11 a.m. If you come there at 10, you get lessons for Texas Hold'em. It's a Wind River at Wind River Resort and Casino in the Eagle Room. Hawaiian buffet with no host mimosa bar. Buy-in is $50, limited to 175 guests, and you donate to the winner's charity of choice.
Oh, that's cool.
It is. So, you know, if you know, when I win, all that money can go to, or my percentage is going to go to a veterans organization. I haven't figured out which one yet, but it will be. If you want to play in this, remember, it's only 175 people, contact Maria Orozco for more information, or for tickets, contact the River Club at 243-3377 extension 1354. Just call Wind River and say, I want to play in the charity poker tournament. It's going to be September 20th. It's going to be the only day I miss hearing Linda sing out.
But it's worth it.
It's worth it for this. Yeah. I'm pumped.
I'll come afterwards.
I am pumped up for this.
I'll come afterwards. Wow. Wonder if you're going to wear shades and sit there and try to be like Mr. Cool.
I'm going to wear these wraparound sunglasses, and I'm going to wear my hat on backwards. It says, I win, you lose. That thing. Anyway.
Marines do it better. All right, we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. It is September 7th. It's Labor Day. It's 71 degrees out there, going up to 98 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Big hair music.
Phone line 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I think people are sleeping in this morning and stuff, but we got Jimmy in here, and let me see who else.
Good morning.
John just came in, and Sungo was there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue, right across from the subway. Man's Last Stronghold. It's the Cheers of Barbershop, a veteran-owned business down there. They give great haircuts. They are so busy a lot of the time, so just kind of walk in there and just find out what's going on in town. Cypress Square Barbershop. Right across from the subway off Athens Avenue. And then walk on down for breakfast or lunch at Classy Cafe. That's right, Millie and Kathy. It's like a mini museum there on the wall. Such nice people. They give you hugs when you walk in, and you just have just fantastic food. at Classy Cafe, also on Athens Avenue. Okay.
And by the way, Turtle Bay today on Labor Day, for their exhibits, they are a half off. So with adults and children, if you'd like to take your family and you want to see the Mind Bender and some of the wonderful exhibits they have, besides enjoying the park, you can get half off of your admission. I just want to let you know that. Something that came in, when I get my second here to talk about something I find quite fascinating, is that in this article, when scientists first tried in 1997 to date the famous Shigir Idol wooden sculpture, originally found in a Siberian peat bog in 1890, radiocarbon dating suggested the art was old, was so old, the findings were widely disputed. Now, armed with better tech, scientists turned to one of the world's most advanced accelerated mass spectrometry labs in Germany to put the issue to rest, and are announcing that Shigir's idol is indeed ancient. In fact, at 11,000 years of age, it's actually 1,500 years older than first thought. Not only is it the oldest known wooden sculpture, but it's more than twice as old as the Great Pyramid of Giza. Is it Giza or Giza? Giza. Yeah. Three times as old as the ancient city of Babylon, and five times as old as the ruins of Al-Khazneh in the ancient city of Petra. Isn't that fascinating? I just love when we find these things.
Well, somebody found something here and put it on our chat room here. John B. Advance Redding, who runs the Civic Auditorium, as we all know, has they currently lease and manage this, the Redding Convention Center right here in Redding. They would like to renegotiate their lease a year early for reduced rent for the next 5 years. A net loss to the city close to $1 million. Let's take a look at this. First of all, it cost us $1 million a year, John. And this is one of the reasons that I thought it was just a great, great, great idea to put it out in the privatization or privatize the Civic Auditorium. It cost the city $1 million to run it. $1 million a year, and they lost money on it every year. So since the Advanced Reading people have come in, that's right there is $1 million a year to the good. So for 5 years they've had it, or 4 years they've had it. So that's the city has saved $4 million that way. They've brought in over 65 to 70 acts there or attractions there or shows, and they pay the taxes on that. They also pay taxes on the amount of money that's spent there for food and drink and all the things that happen there. The people that run the catering there hire people. I mean, the whole thing when you look at it is it's not costing the city anything, and it's making the city money. Okay, so they want to renegotiate the lease over 5 years so they pay so much less a month. What is the alternative to that? Then is they say, okay, fine, we'll do this. We'll sign a year-to-year lease, and then at the same time they're building another place over there by Shasta College. I think we need to take a look at the long run on this thing and say that even though they may be paying less, they're going to make up for it in the fact that we don't have to take it as taxpayers and pay that extra money for those people that run the place down there. And either that or you close it down and you lose that tax. You lose that tax base. At the same time, they're trying to build up the area build up the river area down there. The hotel that's going in there is just going to be kind of like a anchor point, if I can say that, for a lot of businesses. Yeah, can I use the word anchor there? And, you know, for businesses that can be working along the river there. Made environmentally, of course, environmentally sound businesses along the river. We need to develop the river. It's crazy not to have our river developed. I don't even understand what happened. And every time I ask the question, they always say the same thing. It's a big fight between the Kutras family and the McConnell Foundation. I mean, okay. I mean, at what point is this fight over? Is it like in 3 years or 4 years? Is this when the leases are up? Is there plans on doing things? But let's go back to the Civic Auditorium. Okay, and I have not read the article. I'm going by what he says in there. The question, though, is that do we really lose that $1 million, almost $1 million over the 5 years? Are we still making money in the sense that the auditorium is being taken care of by somebody else? We're getting the money off all of it, and the city doesn't have to do anything except collect the funds. Think about it like that. That's the way I think about it. The fact is that we take it back. Who's going to run it? We got to put people back into that again. We got to take care of the maintenance. We got to do all that stuff. I know. I just think is that I'd rather spend that money, that $1 million a year that we save. I'd yep. rather spend that money on cops and first responders and fixing the streets and all those things first. That's the way I feel about it. Okay, Bob. I see Bob getting ready to lean in here.
You know, I'm hearing people, well, then just shut it down. That would be a terrible thing.
No, we don't want to do that. No. Can't do that. And I'll tell you why for that, too, is right now the Civic Auditorium is expanding the things they're doing and having more acts, more shows coming in there, which means more money, more tax money coming in, people staying in hotels around here. The whole, look at the ripple effect. And, you know, people come in to see the shows. And if you get a certain, you know, I'd love to see them bring in ZZ Top. Last time ZZ Top was here, they sold that place out in one day. It's $75 a ticket.
Bringing in great, diverse.
They are.
Wonderful entertainment. I have to say that because, you know, like we talked about the Nutcracker, they brought in wonderful comedians. They've got the bringing of Flashdance, and they've just done a wonderful job in really bringing interesting plays that are coming up with a different twist. And I think it's great to give back to the community. What are you laughing at?
Well, Red said he's turning into a homeless shelter. Okay, thanks, Red. I thought that was kind of funny. But, John, you know what? And here's the thing is, John wasn't saying one way or the other if it was bad or good. He said, this is just what he saw on the paper. But there will be people screaming, and fighting against this. And you can't lose sight of the big picture here, in my opinion, is that what do we want? Do we want that Civic Auditorium to go on? Or do you want it to close and then – and I'll tell you what's going to happen there. What's it going to be? We don't have – a facility to have anything like that. Cascade's not big enough.
Yeah.
Cascade can hold 900 people. And even then, if the parking and all the things that go along with that, what would you do if you didn't have the Civic Auditorium here in this town? Because it's Bethel, it's Bethel, it's Bethel. Yeah, it's Bethel. So get over it. Move on. The fact is that they do make it available, and people say, "Oh, it's too expensive." Well,
it costs money to run.
It costs money to run it, and I'm not sure how much they raised it. I know that they give. I know they give discounts for 501s and all those projects.
Well, look what happens. Happening. We have Taste of Grease going on this weekend at the Civic. That's the first time that we're doing the Library Foundation fundraiser at the Civic. So you know that. You know, they're not going to spend thousands of dollars to put on an event in order to make money for the Library Foundation. So you know that it had to be a very good situation.
It's a deal. And you know what? There's Wind River. Wind River makes. Wind River has great deals too. I tell you what, Marine Corps Ball's there, and why? Because our celebration there is because Wind River does some great, great prices on things, too. I mean, they just do. They help this community. But they're limited on how big they can be. And they're limited on things like shows. If you saw, if Wind River built a huge convention area, which probably is not beyond them at some point, then you might have something to say. Now, another question that just came in is, well, how much do they make over the term of the lease? Who cares? I mean, really. I mean, what difference does that make? Now we're getting into how much money you can make.
The city was losing a bunch of money if these guys have turned a little bit of a profit and they maintain this resource that has been available for more days than they promised.
So if they make too much money, and I'm not even going to mention the guy's name here, but if they make too much money, that's bad. Is that it? Well, turn it into an ice rink. Reading hockey team. Okay. But to go back to that is just, I think that if you take a look at it, look what it's saved us over the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars. Okay. Moving on.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's what you do. Okay.
I know, but it makes you crazy.
Okay.
Because Linda will be talking to me and I'll go, okay.
I wanted to throw one out at you. Sheriff Wasenko had a posting on Facebook from a concealed carry group about apparently the thing now that these kids, in order to get street cred, they will hold up somebody to steal something as stupid as a pair of sunglasses to get cred in the gang. You know, well, the 17-year-old kid decided to do that, and instead of sunglasses, he got a 9mm round.
Well, you know.
He chose to try to rob a guy who was carrying a concealed legal weapon.
The thing is, you hate to see loss of life. No, you just don't even like that. Over something stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to get street cred, so I've got a gun, I'm going to point it at you, I want your sunglasses. You know, then at what point, when's the next street cred? Oh, now you shoot him in the leg. You know, you don't have to kill him, you just wound him. I mean, is it that kind of thing that's coming? I mean, if you have the ability to protect yourself, and you don't do it, then shame on you. Because if you have the ability to do that, protect yourself and your loved one, unless you are so absolutely conscientiously object to violence that you will let other people conduct violence, violence on you and your loved ones. You know, then if that's your belief, okay, that's your belief. But if you have a way of preventing that, why don't you do that? Well, baseball bat, you know, whatever.
God
Taser.
Forbid I ever get put in that position, but I want to be able to defend myself if I am, and I pray that I never am.
Yeah. Well, everybody does. The chance of you ever using a gun is, it used to be way, way, way down. Now I'm not sure about that anymore. It said something like 2 lifetimes, the chance of you ever pulling a firearm and defending yourself. I'm not sure if it's still that rare anymore. We're going to take a break here. It's 9:15 right here on Open Line Monday. Give us a call. You got something on your mind? Give us a call here at 605-4567. 74 degrees out there, going up to 98 today. It's going to be a hot week with 108 on Friday. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 40.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
It's time to cowboy up and think pink. September 19th at Reading Rodeo Grounds.
Wear your boots and get your pink on and join your friends in the Reading Rodeo Arena for a steak feed.
Proceeds donated to NorCal Think Pink and the Reading Rodeo Association Agriculture Scholarship Fund for local high school students. It's music, dancing, live and silent auction, and a special tribute to breast cancer survivors. Individual tickets, $25. Get yours early. Only 500 tickets available. Get your tickets right now at readingrodeo.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Good morning on this Labor Day. Hope you're having a beautiful day. It's currently 75 degrees. Sunny and hot with a high near 98 today. Tonight, it looks like we're going to have 64.
Living in the lonely world.
Anyway, tomorrow looks like...
I'm that bad, aren't I?
I'm sorry, that was painful.
I know, I can't help it.
Tuesday 101. You can howl at the wind later. Okay. Wednesday's 101. Thursday's going to be about 101. Now, Friday is going to be 108.
108 degrees.
That's what the forecast calls for. Anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Stay cool and calm. Hydrate, as we say. Shasta Gas Propane is locally owned.
Veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Or as the British say, stay calm and carry on. I have this paperweight that weighs 12 pounds given to me by a Brit friend, a guy in the Royal Navy that gave it to me. He says, stay calm and carry on. In fact, because he was assigned to us in the Marine Corps. And I said, you know, we always were going out running all the time. You know, of course, that's what we did. We ran, worked out. And I said, Mike, come on out. Go for a run with us. And he just looked at me. He goes, what? I said, come on, let's go out for a run. I said, running, you know. He says, oh, no. If the troops see the officers running, they'll just panic.
And
that was his answer. That was Mike's answer, Commander. I said, what? He says, no. If the troops see officers running, they'll just panic. And I can't have that. I said, there's no British troops around here. He said, makes no difference. There's always a little bit of England everywhere. And I was like, and I never once ever saw him
run.
Not once. Not one. You know what? I'm not even sure I ever saw him walk. He must have walked. He had to come in.
He's a great guy.
Brilliant guy.
He's a guy. That's the family that worked their buns off to become American citizens.
They went through the right way.
Like years of hoops to get legalized.
Well, on the carrier, we had the EOD guys. They had T-shirts that said, EOD, if you see me running, try to keep up.
Well, that's it. You know, I mean, so. Hey, speaking of veteran things here, on Thursday, down at Yuba Street at the Veterans Hall, they're having a discussion and an educational event, a presentation, where VA benefits end and Medicare begins. And let me tell you something. That is a huge surprise when that happens. It starts at 9:30 and it goes till 12. And we need to have as many people there as we can there just to listen. If you're at that age where you're still getting VA treatments but you're getting close to Medicare, or you're already on Medicare, you might want to find out the rights you have under Medicare and how they synchronize with the VA. Now, somebody just called and said, ask Carl what he thinks about the fact that the paper said it's a good idea given that 2% raise. Here's what I think. First of all, I divorce myself from the people that are getting the raises because I know them. I know they're good people. I know that they work hard. I understand that. I know them all. They've been on the show. However, when you start giving 2.2% raises by saying we need to pay them another $600 a month, or whatever it is, you know, for a year. Then I think about this. I think about they're already making in this group here. I'm not talking about the clerks and those kind. I'm talking about mid-management. They're already making $140,000, $150,000 a year, $120,000 a year, plus benefits. Plus benefits. They're off right now. Plus benefits. Could we, you know, how many of them will really leave if they don't get that 2% pay raise? How many will leave if they don't get that 2.2% pay raise? They're living in a place where the cost of living is down, or so we say. They're living in a beautiful area. They have good education, good schools. How many would leave? You know, since I've been here, the only ones I've seen leave, I think, was the head of REU, and he went up to take a position up in Weaverville. That's the only one I've seen leave. Now, I could be wrong because, I've seen him retire. I've seen him retire at really good salaries, like Duvernay. So I'll probably retire. And he's 52 years old. He's making $160,000 a year. My goodness. He's retiring at age 52? I mean, there's people in combat that at that age or older. And, you know, of course, you know, again, that's what you choose and all this. I just think a 2% pay raise, 2.2% pay raise, when this group is already in the top 10% or maybe even 5% of wage earners in Shasta County, what does it say? What, you know, if that money could have been used for something else, could have been used for something else? I just question it. I question that people there on the city council seem to think that this is oh no, this is fine, this is the only way we can keep people. I don't think so. Prove it to us. And then, well, you know, they've also taken a, you know, pay cut for the 7% they're paying into it. Okay, all right, well, so are the rest of us. We're all paying into it. Just a thought. Okay, last thoughts here for Tuesday. Here, when we're talking about, let's go back to the state again. Governor Brown wants to have 50% of all California power to be renewable in 15 years. In 15 years, 2030, he wants 50% of all power to be renewable assets. Think about this. This is not only being fought probably by Republicans, but there's a lot of Democrats are looking at this and are going to lean into this one. Because what does that do to the economy? Think about it. Think about the cost of our electricity has gone up. Why? Because we have to use renewable assets. And where do these renewable assets come from? Well, there's biomass. And is that working? It's got to be solar, wind, waves, I guess thermal. Hydroelectric doesn't count. Too bad. But if you're taking 50%, you still have to, and think of the infrastructure that's going to have to be built to support that, one. And two, the infrastructure is still there for power plants that have to use, what, natural gas? Or is natural gas considered renewable? I don't think so. So, you know, if you don't want to use coal, because that is, of course, bad, 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 bad. But then what's that going to do to your energy costs? And if you want half your vehicles out there, or a third of your vehicles, by, I think we were talking about this the other day, that half of them by that, you know, at some point have to be non-emissions.
Which is a lie.
Which is, they're, what? They're a lie?
A non-emitting vehicle has to get its power from somewhere, right? They don't just suck it out of the air.
Well, no, they do. It comes from electricity. They have to plug in.
Which you have
and
to
where's
make.
But where does electricity come from? From solar farms and wind turbines, which are just decimating, you know, bird flocks and condors and all that. But nobody's – there's probably been more condors killed running the lines and this thing than you'll ever see died from lead. And yet we're banning lead bullets. So I don't even get into that one. Okay. So – but this is going to be something – this is – what about trucks? How are you going to move a truck on electricity from San Diego up to here? Well, if it's flat, it's going to be hard already. As soon as you start going up hills until they get to a new technology. So maybe they're hoping on the, you know, betting on the come that we're going to have new technology, new hydrogen or hydrogen electric, something that's going to make it, you know, little bitty nuke engines. That would give you all the power you need.
What I would forecast, if I were in the business, which, having a tech show, I do try to forecast, I would forecast a renaissance of our rail industry.
rebuilding that infrastructure. And then for the last mile, that's when you use the electric lorries and trucks and things like that. Unfortunately, long-haul truckers aren't real crazy about this idea, but I think that's what we have to look at ultimately.
So you're for the high-speed train then?
They don't even have to be high-speed, just highly efficient.
Highly efficient.
A train can move a ton of freight, like tons of miles on a gallon of fuel. You know, it's the most efficient means of getting it from
Jimmy
here to there.
Jimmy says, I saw a world wind turbines in Liverpool. They were 4 miles out to sea. Yes, that's absolutely right. They are. They're putting them out there. But, again, then you have to fight the environmentalists. Okay, last thing here. We've got a couple minutes. I just read is that – oh, do you have something, honey?
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, why people are reaching deeper into their hearts and trying to find their faith. Number one box office film, War Room, which is a Christian drama, and has topped the box office. I think we need to go see it.
Well, that and the we saw the movie Wild
last
night. I know we're getting ready to leave, but Wild with Reese Witherspoon, about a woman who has lost everything, her mother, her family. She has gone to the depths of her soul, and she decides to hike the Pacific Crest Trail. And hikes 1,100 miles, and how it changed her, and what she learned from that about herself and about life, it's a true story based on a book from a woman that did this. But my goodness, what a good movie! Reese Witherspoon She faced her demons and found out what they were. Hey, tomorrow, big day. We got a lot of people coming on tomorrow, and everybody have a great Labor Day today.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
President Obama making a stop in Boston on this Labor Day. The president signing an executive order that mandates paid sick leave for employees of federal contractors. That includes 300,000 of those employees who currently receive none. Mulling a possible presidential run, Vice President Biden addressing a Labor Day rally in Pittsburgh.
Look, I hope everybody in America has a chance to become a millionaire. And we need some billionaires. Well, let me tell you something, man. The tax code's not fair. It's simply not fair.
What to do about the tens of thousands of refugees flooding into Europe? Germany, France, and Britain are offering to resettle many of them. The BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris says that France and Germany have now come up with a quota plan for all European Union countries.
Even though Germany and France did not see eye to eye on this a few weeks ago, and France in particular was very much